This ain't Jump, this ain't Slam. The name of this record is Bounce.
Alright, what's up everybody? Welcome to Friendly Bounce's season preview podcast. I'm Jack Maloney, editor of Friendly Bounce. Here today with my guys Chris Barnwell and Ian Doherty. We're going to talk about the Boston Celtics. That was DJ Los Latino on the intro music, as always. So just to sort of give us a starting off point, the Celtics last year finished 40-42, got the 8th seed in the East, and then got swept by the Cavs in the first round. They played all right, but it was never really that close. They added David Lee, Amir Johnson, and Perry Jones over the summer, and then they picked Terry Rozier, RJ Hunter, and then Jordan Mickey was a second-round pick who's going to make the team. So that's where they're at. We'll just sort of get into it. What are you guys thinking, Ian, if you want to start, just sort of general thoughts about the Celtics heading into this year?
Yeah, the thing that I'm kind of, I guess, looking forward to the most about watching Boston is kind of their guard rotation, because they've got a lot of really young, talented guys. You know, they got Avery Bradley, Isaiah Thomas, who a lot of people like him as a possible sixth man of the year candidate. Marcus Smart, who looked really great in summer league, so you got to take that with a grain of salt. But he looked really strong out there and ahead of a lot of his peers. And you got second year guy James Young, and he just drafted both Terry Rozier and RJ Hunter. So I'm just kind of curious to see how that rotation kind of and the minutes kind of get split up between all of them.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna be interesting, especially with a full season. You got a full season of Isaiah. Plus, you got Evan Turner, was like kind of running the point sometimes last year, so he factors in there. And then you have like 8 million power forwards on the roster. So like, just all around, it's going to be really interesting to see what they do with that rotation.
I know. We need to go back a second. You said Evan Turner ran the point, like, and then didn't immediately start crying. That's not an okay sentence.
it was a thing that happened. That's for sure.
Don't really want him controlling the ball at all times, though.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, he wasn't like a complete disaster. Like, I mean, he's Evan Turner.
The way I want to use him is with the ball in his hands, but just running the offense sounds terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We don't really need to talk about him.
You mean Mr. Triple Double Evan Turner? We can't discuss
him. Mr. Triple Double, that's right.
What was it? He had like 3 straight triple doubles or something?
Yeah, I mean, he did have a little stretch there where, I mean, he rebounds really well for his size. And someone has to score, so.
He's one of those weird players where it's like he's good enough to where like he has to be on a roster and playing somewhere,
yeah,
but you really don't want
it. I just ended up deciding to talk about Evan Turner for a few minutes after announcing that we didn't need to talk about him. Okay, so let's talk about the power forwards for a little bit. Obviously, Chris, you've touched on this off air and on Twitter and stuff, and that they have a lot going on. You added David Lee and Amir Johnson. You already had Jared Sullinger. You drafted Jordan Mickey, who looked really good in summer league and is going to make the team. And then you have Perry Jones, who they're taking a flyer on. Chris, if you want to talk about it, what do you see breaking down there? That's a lot of guys who probably should be playing, but you can't find minutes for like 5 power forwards.
I think it's going to depend on matchups and really who Brad Stevens just finds fitting into his system. I mean, David Lee is going to play a lot just because I think he's the best player on the Celtics personally. Yeah. Amir Johnson is a defensive monster, and I'm putting him next to Tyler Zeller or Kelly Olynyk should really be a very good thing. Next to Zeller, that's a really good defensive interior. Olynyk, he's kind of cleaning up and letting Olynyk focus on offense. Where it's going to be weird is Solinger and Mickey, because a lot of people really like Jared Solinger. He's a decent rebounder. He has that weird kind of jump shot he's adding that's kind of becoming a thing, kind of not becoming a thing. No one's really sure yet. Well, Mickey, I really like his game. I liked him coming out of college. I wanted him to be drafted. I wanted to be drafted in the first round. Honestly, I thought he was that kind of player. He's really good. I think he's going to be just one of those help defensive monsters that's going to be causing a whole bunch of problems, like, down the line. He's really quick. He can steal, but he's going to be one of those guys that kind of comes in, like, knocks the ball out of your hands when you're not expecting. Imagine kind of like Serge Ibaka, as poor man Serge Ibaka, like, he just gets some spots really quickly and gets in your way, and it's really just a big pain. So I wonder if Mickey's going to be stealing some of those minutes from Solinger, because really I don't consider Solinger that great.
No.
I mean, you talk about the defense that Mickey could, you know, provide, and really they've got some guys that can get after it on inside of the ball. You know, Bradley, we already know, is a heck of a both on ball and off ball defender. Marcus Smart has the physical tools to be a good defender, and obviously you have Amir Johnson, and Tyler Zeller's pretty good too. So
and Jay Crowder.
You know, I think that's going to have to be their strength, because their scoring, as we've kind of talked about, is pretty bare. with you know, you're going to have Isaiah Thomas taking a lot of shots. You know, Marcus Smart, Evan Turner is going to be shooting a lot again, which is never something you want. So,
yeah,
really positive about is that defense.
Yeah,
I think they're going to try and kind of build their offense around the 2013 Bobcats model of. I could see them running a lot of David Lee at the five, kind of being that interior scorer, just relying on a lot of defense on the other end. Isaiah Thomas can kind of be their Kemba Walker, just like the sole ball man creator. And then they just fire off a bunch of three-pointers, which we all watched the Celtics under Stevens. He loves to fire three-pointers off, so they're going to be relying on that a lot to make up for the drop they have in offense.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a defensive-first effort with Bradley and Smart and Crowder. Plus, you got Amir Johnson, Jordan Mickey. That has to be their identity. It's just a team that you don't want to play. Every night, you know they're given 100%. You're going to have to deal with Bradley bringing the ball up the court. You have to deal with Johnson flying around inside and just pestering teams and making everything tough, because... yeah, they're not going to score a ton, especially if with Thomas coming off the bench. You know, that starting lineup, if you got Bradley, Smart, Turner, David Lee, and Zeller, I mean, where are the points coming from besides Lee? You know, unless Bradley really steps it up. But yeah, defensively, that's definitely their forte. But I honestly think they're going to be a pretty fun team, like. We talked about the athletes they have. Isaiah Thomas is a lot of fun. Marcus Smart is fun. Evan Turner does... I mean, things happen when Evan Turner's on the court. Like, I think it's going to be a pretty fun group to watch. Like, I don't know what you guys think, but I'm excited for this season.
Yeah, I think they'll have their moments. It is a young team, and with young teams, you certainly have a lot of energy. With that defensive potential and energy, usually that creates something to watch that'll be somewhat entertaining, I think. And kind of the grand scheme of the NBA, they'll be kind of in the bottom half of fun teams to watch. But, you know, they'll certainly have their fair share of good moments.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm not big on them. I mean, they'll have moments like Ian said. I just don't see how this team's going to Brad Stevens is going to be earning that paycheck this year, because outside of him, I don't see how any of this team kind of, you know, shows together.
Whatever. You guys are haters. you guys have any other final thoughts on the Celtics? Otherwise, we'll wrap things up. I guess one, we'll end it with, where do you guys see them getting back into the playoffs this year? I said they were AC last year. They're actually seventh. Great start to the preview podcast. Do you guys see them getting back there?
I mean, it's kind of a crapshoot with the bottom half of the East.
It's a crapshoot on the bottom seven of the East. It's a crapshoot from like everyone except Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's just kind of tough to call at this point. So I'll be that guy and I'll hedge.
I'll say yes, only because I think they'll get it just by default. I don't think they're really going to get it because of actually being a great team. I think they could be one of those teams at the trade deadline that could be really interesting because they have a lot of movable pieces.
Yeah, that Sullinger for sure.
Sullinger, they could move Turner's contract. They got Thomas if they wanted to move him.
Could see them moving Lee too if.
Oh yeah, if Lee's like dominating the pre All Star break and then the end of the All Star break and a contender's looking for a low post score.
Yeah, I think they drop out just because Miami's going to make it this year. I mean, there's no, like, barring a disaster, Miami's going to make it. Indiana's going to be better. Charlotte's going to be better. And I just think they fall out. But obviously, like you said, it's a crapshoot. We'll see. The East is kind of a mess at the bottom. But that's a wrap. The first preview podcast is in the books. Friendly Bounce, Hardwood Practices, and Basketball Network. Chris and Ian were with me today. We'll have a bunch more of these coming for you guys in the later weeks. Here's DJ Los Latino playing us out.
Bounce.